From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Big healthcare vote today, possibly. The chairman of the U.S. Congressional Committee tasked with investigating allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election has asked the heads of the FBI and National Security Agency to testify again with regard to the matter next week. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes told reporters Friday at the Capitol the follow-up testimony from FBI Director James Comey and NSA Chief Michael Rogers will take place Tuesday in a closed session.
The committee will ask Director Comey and Admiral Rogers to appear in closed session and will postpone the previously scheduled March 28th hearing in order to make time available for Director Comey and Admiral Rogers.
Objecting to canceling the public hearing, the panel's leading Democrat, Adam Schiff, immediately accused Nunes of trying to choke off public info with the move. Nunes insisted the cancellation of the public hearing was not political. He also said former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort volunteered to appear before the committee to answer any questions regarding his ties to the Russian government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan briefed President Donald Trump of the White House on Friday on the status of the health replacement bill only hours before the measure was scheduled to come to a vote in the House of Representatives. Now, this comes amid conjecture the Republicans may not have the necessary votes to pass the bill. A day after threatening to leave the nation's health care law intact if Congress fails to overhaul it, the president launched an 11th-hour campaign to secure support for the bill called the American Health Care Act. Now, a panel that sets rules for the House sent the replacement measure to the full House of Representatives. At this juncture, it's not clear as to whether or not the promised vote will take place. This is VOA News. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says that it has summoned the top diplomat in Turkey over the killing of one of its soldiers that has been blamed on a Syrian Kurdish group that Moscow is supporting. The dispute, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, is putting increasing strain on rapprochement efforts between the countries.
The Russian charge d'affaires was summoned Thursday by the Turkish Foreign Ministry and warned that Turkey will retaliate against a Syrian Kurdish group if there is a repeat of Wednesday's cross-border attack. The Turkish military claims that a sniper of the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish militia, killed one of its soldiers. Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman Hussein Muftuoğlu said in a weekly press briefing that Moscow was responsible for preventing such instances.
Buna karşı müttefik olmaktadır.
Steps should be taken in order to prevent similar cases in the future, and a reprisal would be aimed at the Syrian Kurdish group if such an attack was repeated. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday it's very important to overcome Turkey's resistance and include the Syrian Kurds in the upcoming talks. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when it applies for visas. The directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or of having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. If this is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering the United States that President Donald Trump promised during his campaign. Tens of thousands of health workers will fan out across 13 Central and Western African countries to vaccinate more than 116 million children under the age of 5 against polio. World Health Organization and UN Children's Fund are spearheading the immunization program to rid the continent of the last vestiges of the disease. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The synchronized vaccination campaign, one of the largest ever conducted in Africa, will run from March 25th to 28th. Director of Polio Eradication at the World Health Organization, Michel Zafran, says children must be immunized in a short span of time to raise childhood immunity to polio across the continent.
The synchronization of these immunization campaigns is needed to rapidly strengthen protection. If all children are vaccinated at the same time, or around the same time, in a very short period of time, the virus cannot find anywhere to hide.
The African countries will be declared polio-free if no case of polio is detected in the next 3 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.